start of Pesach Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel Shachta Shelo La'ochla. The Korban Pesach was shafted for people who are unable to eat from the Korban Pesach. For example, the Korban Pesach was shafted for somebody who is sick, or an old person, or for a child. They cannot eat at least the Kezayin Sponsor from the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach would be possible as Chazal or now from a Pasuk, that a Korban Pesach has to be shafted for people who can eat from the Basur, that they can eat at least the Kezayin Sponsor from the Korban Pesach. Rishalolim Nuyah. Or if the Korban Pesach was shafted for people who were not counted in towards the Korban Pesach, there were people who were not included in the partnership of the Korban Pesach, the Pesach would be possible. La'arelem bilitmeim possible. Or if the Korban Pesach was shafted for people who are arelem, they did not have a bris milah. For example, their brothers died from the bris milah, so they never had a bris milah. The Korban Pesach would be possible, as somebody who did not have a bris milah cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Or if the Korban Pesach was shafted for people that are tamei, in such a case also the Korban Pesach would be possible, as people that are tamei cannot eat from the basur of the Korban Pesach. La'ichla v'shalo la'ichla l'minuya v'shalo l'minuya l'amulem v'la harelim l'atmeyem v'la tahirim kashim. However, if the Korban Pesach was shafted both for people who could eat from the basur of the Korban Pesach and for people who cannot eat a Kezayis Basur from the Korban Pesach, or was shafted both for people who are counted in and part of the ownership of the Korban Pesach and for people who are not counted in toward the partnership in the Korban Pesach, or was shafted both for people who had a bris milah and for people who did not have a bris milah, or if the Korban Pesach was shafted both for people who are tamei and for people that are tahor, in such a case the Korban Pesach would be kosher. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that a Korban Pesach that was shafted both lishmo and shelo lishmo would be possible, however, because the psul of shelo lishmo is considered a psul in the actual Korban, so therefore, even though it was done both lishmo and shelo lishmo, the Korban Pesach would be possible. However, the psul of shafting the Pesach for somebody who cannot eat from the Pesach is not considered a psul in the actual Korban, it's considered an outside psul. So therefore, if it was shafted both for people who can eat it and for people who cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach would be kosher. Shachto kodem chatzos pasul. Mishum shenemar bein ha'abayim. If the Korban Pesach was shafted prior to midday of Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach would be pasul, because the pasuk says bein ha'abayim, which means the afternoon. The only time you can shaft the Korban Pesach is the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Shachto kodem l'tamid kosher. If the Korban Pesach was shafted prior to the bringing of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Korban Pesach would be kosher as long as somebody was shaking the dam so it doesn't gel until the dam of the Tamid is spritzed on the Mizbeach. And the Korban Pesach must be brought on the Mizbeach after the Zrikas HaDam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So therefore, if he did the shechita of the Korban Pesach prior to the bringing of the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, you can't be zarg the dam of the Korban Pesach yet on the Mizbeach until you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So therefore, you have to have somebody shake the dam of the Korban Pesach so it does not gel until after the Zrikas HaDam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and then you would be zarg the dam of the Korban Pesach after you did the Zrikas dam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. V'im nizrak kosher. But if he did go ahead and was zarg the dam of the Korban Pesach prior to the Zrikas HaDam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, b'di'eved it would be kosher. And even though l'chatchila the Zrikas dam of the Korban Pesach must be after the Zrikas dam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, however, b'di'eved if he was zarg the dam of the Korban Pesach prior to the Zrikas dam of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Korban Pesach would be kosher. Somebody who shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach at a time when he had chametz in his possession, or there was chametz in the possession of one of the people who were counted in toward the partnership of the Korban Pesach, the person who had the chametz in his possession at that time would be over on a lo sasa. And the pasuk said, lo tishkan al chametz dam zitchi. The blood of my zevach should not be shechted why you have chametz in your possession. So therefore, if there's chametz in the possession of one of the people who are counted in towards the Korban Pesach, or there's chametz in the possession of the person who shafted the Korban Pesach, he would be over on this low sasa. Rabbi Huda Aimer Afa Tamit. Rabbi Huda said, there's a Tamit Shabbin Arbaim that is brought on Erev Pesach. There is chametz in the possession of the person who shafted the Tamish Ben Abayim, or the person who brought the Tamish Ben Abayim on the Mizbeach, that person who had chametz in his possession would also be over on the same Lozasa of Lotishkan Achametz Dam Zibchi. As Rabbi Huda understands that this pasuk is referring not only to the Korban Pesach, but also to the Tamish Ben Abayim that is brought in Erev Pesach prior to the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the person who brings the Tamish Ben Abayim and Erev Pesach has to make sure he has no chametz in his possession at the time he brings the Tamish Ben Abayim, and if he does have chametz in his possession at that time, he would be over on the low sasa. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, HaPesach Bar Bas L'shmo Chayiv V'shalo L'shmo Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon said, if a Pesach that is brought on the 14th day of Nisan on Erev Pesach, if that Pesach was brought L'shmo, it was shechted properly L'shem Pesach, in such a case, if there's chametz in the possession of the person who shechted it, he would be chayiv, he would be over on the lo sasa, since the Pesach was brought properly, and he had chametz in his possession at the time. However, if the Korban Pesach was brought shelo lishmo, then even if the person who brought it had chametz in his possession, he would be patur, he would not be over on the lo sasa. The reason being is that a Korban Pesach that is brought shelo lishmo is pasul, like we had previously. So therefore, since the Korban is pasul, even though he had chametz in his possession, he would not be over on the lo sasa. Ushar ko azvachem, bein lishman ubein shelo lishman pasul. And if there's chametz in the possession of somebody who brings any other Korban on Erev Pesach, whether that Korban is brought lishmo or shelo lishmo, the person would be pasul, he would not be over on the low sasa of lo tishkan al chametz dam zibchi. As Rabbi Shimon holds that the pasuk of lo tishkan al chametz dam zibchi is only referring to a korban pesach that's brought on Erev Pesach, it's not referring to other korbanos that are brought on Erev Pesach. So therefore, if you bring a different korban other than a korban pesach on Erev Pesach and you have chametz in your possession, you would not be over on the low sasa. Uva moed Lishmo Pater Bishalo Lishmo Chai. Somebody who brings a Korban Pesach, not an Erev Pesach, but instead he brings it during Pesach itself, in such a case, if he shechts the Korban Pesach Lishmo, meaning Lishem Pesach, if he has chametz in his possession, he would not be over on the low sasa. The reason being is that a Korban Pesach that it was not brought an Erev Pesach should no longer be brought as a Korban Pesach. Instead, it should be brought as a Korban Shlamim. As a Korban Pesach can only be brought in Erev Pesach, not at any other time. So therefore, for whatever reason, you fail to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, it is now brought L'shem Shlamim. So therefore, if you shechted L'shmo, meaning L'shem Pesach, during Pesach, since it's no longer a Korban Pesach, instead, it's a Shlamim. So even if you have chametz in your possession, you would be patur. You would not be over on the live of lo tishkan al-chametz dam zibchi. However, if you shechted the Korban Pesach during Pesach, shelo lishmo, meaning you shechted it l'shem shlamim, in such a case, if you have chametz in your possession at the time you brought the Korban Pesach, you would be chayiv. You would be over on the live of lo tishkan al-chametz dam zibchi. As a Korban Pesach that's brought during Pesach, it's supposed to be shechted l'shem shlamim. So therefore, if you shechted l'shem shlamim, it would be kosher. And Rabbi Shimon holds that a korban that is brought during Pesach, no matter what type of korban it is, if you have chametz in your possession at the time you bring the korban, you would be over on the lav of lo tishkan al chametz dam zibchi. As Rabbi Shimon holds, the pasuk of lo tishkan al chametz dam zibchi is referring to all korbanos, not just to a korban Pesach. However, on Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only over on the lava lo tishkan al-chametz dam zibchi if you bring a korban Pesach while you have chametz in your possession. If you bring other korbanos when you have chametz in your possession, you would not be chayiv. But that's all in Erev Pesach. As far as the duration of Pesach itself, according to Rabbi Shimon, no matter which korban you bring, if you have chametz in your possession, at the time you bring the korban, you would be over So therefore, if you bring a Korban Pesach during Pesach itself, and a Korban Pesach that is not brought in Erev Pesach, instead is brought during Pesach itself, would have a din of a shlamim. So if you shachted shalo lishmo, meaning to say you shachted it l'shein shlamim, if you have chametz in your possession at the time you shachted it, you would be chayv, you would be over on the lav of lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi. U'shar kol advach, bein lishmo, u'bein shalo lishmo n'chayv. Chutz min hachakta sheshachad, shalo lishmo. Any other korban that is brought during the duration of Pesach, whether the korban is brought lishmo or shalo lishmo, if you have chametz in your possession, at the time you bring the korban, you would be chayv, you would be over on the lav of lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi. As we said, according to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk of lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi is not just referring to a korban Pesach, it's referring to any korban that is brought during Pesach. If you have chametz in your possession at the time you bring the korban, you're over on the lav. Whether the korban is brought shelo lishmo or lishmo, it makes no difference. As any korban that is brought shelo lishmo is kosher, with the exception of a korban Pesach. And also with the exception of a korban chatzis. A korban chatzis that is brought shelo lishmo is pasul, just like a korban Pesach. So therefore, if you bring a korban chatzis during Pesach, if you have chametz in your possession at the time you bring the korban chatzis, you would only be over on the lav if you brought the chatzis lishmo. However, if you brought the chatzis shelo lishmo, that you shachted the korban chatzis and you said it should be for some other korban other than a korban chatzis, in such a case, you would not be over on the lav of lo tishkad al chametz dam zivchi, since the korban chatzis that is brought shelo lishmo is pasul.